What up, guys? Jay Gonzalez. Welcome to my podcast. Today, we are featuring somebody very special, Raquel. Go ahead and say your name, introduce yourself, even though I already said your name.
Hi, guys. I'm Raquel Simons. I'm known as the Little Fit Girl on Instagram.
Cool. So let's pretty much give them a history of what you've done in the fitness industry. Okay. So for those who don't know who you are, you kind of give them, you know, some background.
Should I tell my whole story or like a brief?
You could go into a brief and then as we talk about like the discussion, then Obviously people would get to know your story.
Cool. Okay, so I've been in the fitness industry since I was 16 years old. I'm a bikini competitor. I did about 12 shows like within a year and a half.
Wow.
And competing is my life. But I turned pro 2 years ago. I'm a professional. I'm an IFBB pro, and fitness is my life. And I'm actually training for my pro debut, which will be honestly in a month or so.
Oh, wow, so this is your first time competing as a pro.
Yes.
Got it. So your last show that you had, that was
the that was when I turned pro.
Got it.
Yes.
Cool. That's awesome.
So yeah, I took 2 years off.
Okay.
And probably at the time I thought it was the worst idea of my life, but honestly it was probably the best idea of my life looking back at it now. So yeah. I'm very excited.
So we're pretty much going to be talking about those 2 years.
Okay.
Well, I guess we could bring it back to how it was when you, before you got your pro card. So you were 16.
Okay. I was 16 years old. I actually started off competing in all natural. I did all natural bikini shows. It's called the ANBF.
Okay.
And that was my first show I ever did.
You were 16 when you did the show.
I was 16 when I did that show.
Got it.
And after that, I got critiques that I was too small. Because I think I was 90 pounds.
Okay.
Just tiny little thing. And plus, I was 16 years old, and I was going against women who were like in their 30s,
of course.
Late
20s.
So I did that show. I did another show, which was not natural. It was Lauren Powers.
Okay.
Lauren Powers
show. I've heard of that.
I did that show. And I got, I need to back it up.
Okay,
so,
back it up a little bit. You're
so
good.
The natural show that I did, I actually turned pro at that show. It was like a pro qualifier. So technically I am an ANBF pro, bikini pro, but I decided not to go do a pro show.
Got it.
So I do have like a card in that. But anyway, so I did. So then my coach at the time, he wanted me to get more practice before going into the NPC because I was so small and so new to it. I did the Lauren Powers. I got fifth at that show. There's like a ton of girls. They're maybe like 25.
Oh, wow.
Did that. Got critiques that I was still too small. So I took a year and a half off and I literally lifted every day. I don't think I took a break. I wanted to do the NPC bad. That was like my whole dream.
And why did you want to do NPC?
I don't even know, but just when I got into like the...
Because it was like, that's kind of like the famous, like,
it's the,
right?
It's the
popular.
Yeah, it's like the thing to do. And, and I'll never forget, I was actually at the gym when I was 16 years old and I saw an NPC News online magazine.
Oh, wow.
And I looked through it and I saw the bikini girls and I was like, I want to do that. And I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know that bikini existed.
Oh, wow.
So, and I think, I remember seeing Amanda Latona in that magazine.
Uh-huh.
And it's so crazy because before I got into working out, I used to do this at-home workout DVD that she was in.
That's
so I
funny.
Recognized her.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know she was a
bikini
IFBB
competitor.
Bikini pro.
That's awesome.
I had no idea. So when I saw her, I was like, holy crap. Like, I want to do that. And then that was like my whole drive. Where did we leave off? Sorry.
So you got your you did NPC.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So, but at the time, my coach actually wanted me to do the WBFF. And I didn't want to do that. I don't know. For some reason, I just didn't like the whole three rounds and the costume.
Yeah.
It wasn't really...
Your thing.
Wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was always just so intrigued with the NPC IFBB. I loved everything about it. And I started training for my first NPC show, which was back in 2014. I believe I was 18 years old. Yeah, so I took like a year and a half off. I actually gained, so at the time I was like 92 pounds, like 92 pounds. And then my highest was like 122.
Oh, wow.
And people were blown away at how quickly, because I can gain weight quickly. People people always think that I'm like just this tiny little thing, but not really.
Yeah.
No. I put on weight and muscle very quickly. And anyway, so yeah, I gained a few, you know, 20 pounds, whatever, and I lost it pretty quickly. I was just so determined to compete in the NPC. I wanted to do it so bad. Just to prove myself and other people, because I was so small. And I was like,
and then you came from a tough background when it came to nutrition, right? Because you had...
So I had an eating disorder, and that was how I got into competing.
Okay.
I was anorexic for... I'm lucky, it wasn't longer than a year, but I want to say like a good solid 8-9 months.
But you were still in that position.
I was still in that position. It was very bad. My parent... I remember like a tough time where I went downstairs and my mom saw me and was like, she just cried. I looked so thin to her. But anyway, my parents were always very active, young and to this age now. And my dad always went to the gym, and he knew this guy who worked at a supplement shop, excuse me. It was called Max Muscle. His name is Sean Torbati. And my dad,
my dad
has known him for years.
Yeah.
And knew he was a sports nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I went to nutritionists. I went to dietitians. I literally went to a psychiatrist.
Oh wow!
Everything you can think of to get me
to get
help.
Out of,
nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing helped. Nothing.
And
worked.
Before we go even into you getting help, what caused you? What do you think caused you to get into that position?
Ooh. Good one. back in high school, I was a cheerleader. I was a flyer. I'm 4'11". I'm really small. So I've done cheer my whole life, but I did specifically, it was high school cheer, and I was a flyer. And back when I did competitive cheerleading, and that was like my life. I wanted to be like the best flyer. I was like obsessed with it. And I just remembered, like, even at a young age, I was like 12, 13, and I was like, I always felt bigger than the other girls. I've always like worried about my weight and stuff. But fast forward to high school, same thing. I wanted to be like the best flyer, and my bases, the girls who would pick me up, they were just so lazy at the time, and they wanted to be flyers. So, like, they were like upset that I was.
Yeah.
And they would just make like rude remarks and be like, I don't want to pick you up, like you're too heavy, like just stuff
you're
like that.
4'11".
I'm 4'11". At the time, I think I was like 108,
that's
109.
Crazy.
I was so little. And I'm a very sensitive person. And even if they didn't intentionally want to hurt me, it hurt me still.
Yeah.
It stuck
and
with me.
And that's what's caused you to not eat
and
stuff like that.
That's what caused everything. And I was like, you know what? You think I'm heavy? I will prove you wrong. I'm that type where I'm like, I will show you that I will do whatever it takes type thing. And I, at the time, I was like, I didn't know how to lose weight. I was just thinking to myself, if I don't eat, I'm obviously going to lose weight.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I completely stopped eating.
That's crazy.
I lost like 20 pounds in like less than a month and a half.
Wow.
And this was like the end of the year, and we had summer practices in high school. It was very like every day.
Yeah.
And I remember like one morning I went to practice, and the coaches, like everyone was like looking at me like funny, like because I looked so different.
Yeah.
So, and people were like, are you okay? Like, and I was like, oh no, I'm fine. And I loved that attention, because I knew like I looked
did,
at,
yeah.
I was different, and I kind of did what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And then they were like, wow, like you're so light, you know, they were so happy, and you know, and it made me feel better, and it fueled my fire of continuing of not eating.
Yeah.
And that lasted for a good like 8-9 months till it got
really
bad.
Bad.
And I started fearing food. I never went out to eat. I was so like antisocial. I literally just never wanted to leave my house. I was depressed. I was sad. I had no energy, because I, you know, no
of
carbs,
course.
No
yeah.
food.
Yeah, no,
I literally would eat twice a day. I would eat in the morning, and I remember I had like 2 hard-boiled eggs, and for lunch I would have like a peach.
That's crazy.
And then for dinner I would have like a tuna can. And
that
was
crazy.
Literally, that was it. And then some days I would eat less, like, I would be obsessed with the scale. I would weigh myself like 2-3 times a day.
Oh my God.
It was bad. It was so bad. So I'm so happy I'm not in that state anymore.
Of course.
But anyway.
So pretty much, so now that's where we fast forward for you looking for help, and then you found Sean.
I found Sean, and then I remember the day so vividly. I did not want to go. I fought with my parents, but they made me go see him. And I remember meeting him, and I was like so mad. I was I was like
being a little
But anyway, he told me that he was going to have like a meal plan for me coming in like the next couple of days, and then our deal was I was going to train with him at the gym every Sunday. And I was actually kind of looking forward to that because I loved sports. I loved being active. So I was like, okay. And I remember I went to the gym with him, and I fell in love with it. And that
was
when, and then within a couple weeks, I found that NPC News magazine. I saw Amanda Latona, and I was like, I want to do this.
You went full force.
This was it for me. And literally, I was so dedicated, and so I like had like this drive like never before. And that's when, I fell in love with it. So then I did my first NPC show. I got third place. Third place. It was called the Excalibur. It was like one of like the biggest
shows. Oh, yeah. I know about that one. Yeah.
I got third there. And at that show, I was 104. I competed at 104. And the judges' critiques were that I needed to be a little leaner, a little smaller. Did the next show within like 2 months, was 102. I got second place. I did a next show. It was the LA Fit Expo.
Okay.
And I won first place.
Nice.
And I actually won the overall too at that
show. Oh, wow.
So I, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I did another NPC show called the Western Cup. I did that. I mean, I've done so many. My first national show, which was the Vegas, what's it called?
The Vegas National Show.
Yeah.
Right, I forgot what it's called, but yeah.
Vegas
the one they
have
in Vegas.
Yes, that was my first national show, and I got 9th.
Okay,
so
wow.
I thought that was like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have to say, so many people would tell me that I would never do well because I was never on a team. So political.
Yeah.
Wasn't on a team. Didn't have like a boob job.
Yeah.
Like just stuff like that. Girls would tell me this all the time, and I was just like, whatever. Like,
yeah, you brushed it off.
I literally just, you know, tunnel vision, just grinding away.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got 9th. I was literally blown away.
And this is 9th versus how many women?
There were like 60 girls.
That's crazy.
And I thought that was that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Like,
that
I
is.
Was like,
no, yeah,
holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
So that fueled my fire even more. I did like 4 shows after that. And I did my next national show, which was 2015. It was Miami Nationals.
Uh-huh.
I won first place, 62 girls.
Wow.
Shocked.
Yeah.
I'm still
awesome.
I'm actually still shocked to this day.
Yeah.
And I remember I always did an amateur show before I did nationals just to like get practice to
uh-huh.
warm up. And I actually won first place. It was the Iron Games muscle contest. And I remember it was a pro bikini show, and the pro girls would be like, oh, like, you know, are you doing Miami Nationals? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm doing that show. And they're all like, oh, like, you should have done the NorCal shows, you know, because Sandy's there. You know, it was dumb of you not to do that show. You know, you're probably not going to do well. These are what these girls are telling me backstage. And I was just like, what? Like, I'll be fine. Like, what, you know, whatever. And little do you know, I win my A class.
That's awesome.
I'm shocked. To this day, I'm shocked.
That's
I literally
awesome.
Did not know a soul on that judging panel. Like, they're all guys. No one looked familiar to me. It was unbelievable.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'm very proud of
that. And that was your last show.
That was my last show. I did 2015. Yes.
And then that's when
the hell.
So that's pretty much one thing that I definitely want to talk about, just because I feel like a lot of people go through that, you know, that stage after they compete.
Right.
You know, like for me, obviously I don't have as much experience as you because I only did one show, but that one show kind of like fucked my whole world up, you know? And so it's crazy to me. I'm like, damn, like that was one show and that shit fucked me up. So I can just imagine people that do it all the time. And for me, it was like, don't get me wrong, like the competing of it, like going into the gym, knowing I had a purpose when I go, like,
right.
That was awesome. Like, me eating and people, letting people know, like, look, I'm not just eating to eat. Like, I'm eating to get, I'm getting ready for a show. And
right.
I think being able to say that, I fell in love with that aspect of it, to be able to say, like, I'm getting ready for a competition.
For a show. A lot of people,
you know?
Know.
So
yeah.
that aspect, I loved it, right? I loved going to the gym with a purpose. And then obviously seeing my body change the way it changed.
Right.
I did
addicting.
A year prep. It was addicting, for sure. Like, it was... Because I did a whole year of prep, you know, and I gained like 30 pounds for my bulk. I was like
30 pounds?
Yeah. It was like I was like 210, which is the heaviest I've ever been. Like, right now I'm like 184 or something.
Really? You look thinner than that.
Yeah.
But you're tall.
I'm a little tall.
You're tall.
But yeah, so I went to 210, and then I cut down all the way to like 165.
165?
It was, yeah, I lost. It was crazy because... Like, don't get me wrong, I know I lost muscle, but I just, my prep wasn't the way I
wanted
it to go. You know, like, I looked, don't get me, I felt like I looked good, you know, like, I got fourth place, I felt like I looked good, my waist was like a 27-inch waist.
That's like my waist now.
Yeah, I had a small waist, it was like 27, 28, my back was wide, so I was like, okay, I have a pretty good chance. So, after I competed, I wanted to go into Classic. Because I have legs. So I was like, oh,
right.
Well, you know, I want to go into Classic, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm going to do after I compete for physique. But after I competed, I remember I went out, I had sushi, and I ate so much sushi. I ate, like, until I couldn't eat no more, but I was fine. So
right.
I was like, I'm good. And then the girl that I was dating at that time, she didn't go watch my show. So she didn't go watch my show, which I was, like, pissed. But she's like, let me make it up to you. Let me take you out to dinner. And I'm like, I just ate. She's like, come on, like, just come. Like,
oh,
you know.
So you went to have sushi without her.
So then, no, I went to go have sushi with my family, who went to go actually support me competing. And then after, she was like, come to BJ's next to where I live.
Oh, God.
And I was
BJ's
like, fine.
Will fuck you
yeah,
up.
So then I went to BJ's and I had a hamburger. I ordered a hamburger, a pizza, and a pizookie. So I'm like stuffing my face. And then I had the pizookie and my stomach was like, no. So I went to the restroom. I threw up.
You threw up at the BJ's restaurant.
At the BJ restaurant.
Oh,
so I threw up. And then after that, I just remember every morning I would get up and I would tell my brother, hey, let's go eat. Let's go eat. Let's go eat. And I just stuffed my face for like 3 days.
Oh, shit.
And 3 days later,
I was
30 pounds heavier. My
it's
face
insane.
Was swollen. I had like chinito eyes. I couldn't
wait,
even.
Wait, what eyes?
Chinito. So it's like Chinese eyes. Yo, but it was bad. It was like. Like this. Like, it was so bad.
Wait, is that how you say Chinese in Spanish?
It's like a slang.
That's so cute. Chinito.
So it was like, yo, my feet couldn't fit in my shoes. It was
no.
So bad. So I was
okay,
like.
Okay, that's extreme.
It was so bad. I had a straight out edema. Like, I was.
You had what?
Edema.
Edema?
Yeah. So it's like when, that's what happened to me. So I got excessive water weight.
Oh, okay.
So. I texted my coach and I was like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like, I lost my six pack. I lost everything. And he's like, what the fuck did
it's
you
your
eat?
Fault.
And yeah, he's like, it's your fault. And I'm like, wait, I didn't even know this could happen, you know? So it was so bad. It was honestly, it was so bad. So then that caused me to like fucking, well, honestly, that's the thing though. It was such a bad experience. But that caused me to start learning about nutrition.
Right.
So I was like...
Sometimes you have to go through the shittiest shit.
Real shit.
To get
yes.
To, you know.
So I was like, man, fuck this. Like, this is never going to happen to me again. I started researching articles, like everything. I started training under people. Like, I did everything to get as much knowledge as I possibly can. Just because I was like, you know what? This is never going to happen to me and this is never going to happen to anybody else.
Okay.
So I went full force on everything. And then literally, like, it was... I, even though I was still getting the knowledge, I still had a lot of problems with like binge eating.
Yeah.
Like I would start dieting, I would diet, and then whenever it just like it was weird because I could really not stop. Like
right.
it's like it's so real. Like
right.
I would just stuff my face until I couldn't like
yeah.
eat no more. Like I would throw up, and then literally like there was some days where I would throw up and I would go eat again.
Oh.
And it was like.
You're
and
lucky
then
I couldn't
the,
throw
at
up.
The end of the day, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know? And then that's when I was starting to get depressed. And I'm like, dude, like, I need to, like, figure out my life, you know? And literally, like, it was just a battle. Like, a battle, like, for 2 years. Like, me trying to cut down because I wanted my six-pack.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to
yeah.
look lean again. I wanted to look fit. Like, I'm a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer at the time. So, I'm like, I'm a personal trainer and I'm not lean. I'm not this. So, it was fucking with my head a lot.
Right.
And... you know, I knew I didn't want to compete again because actually, no, at that time I did want to compete. But after once I started dancing a lot, then that's kind of like where it started changing for me because I started dancing and I got a new coach. His name was Sean and Sean Wood. He's part of the Wholesome Nutrition team.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And he was helping me out like with like being like, he was like, dude, relax. It's okay. Like, you know, so he was helping me throughout the process. And what helped me was being able to help other people. You know, like when I would help my clients and be like, look, it's okay, you cheated, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I need to take that advice for myself.
For yourself.
So I started doing it, but it wasn't until I found Avatar Nutrition. And Avatar Nutrition. So it's like an online software that is for like nutrition. So I started researching reverse dieting. So I was like, okay, so I started really going into reverse dieting. And then I told myself, I said, you know what? I'm a reverse diet for 8 months and then I'm going to cut down.
8 months.
Long ass time.
Holy shit.
The reason why was because I had to. Like I was trying to cut down again. My body was just not responding. I felt like my metabolism was totally still blown.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? So I was at 1,900 calories and I was like, I'm going to start reverse dieting. So I reversed all the way up to like 4,000 calories.
Cool.
And even though like, you know, I felt a lot, obviously like heavier,
yeah.
I didn't gain that much weight reverse dieting because I reverse dieted slow. And I didn't, I felt obviously fuller,
yeah.
but I didn't, I knew that I was going towards something. Like I knew like this was going to work out in the end. So I just told myself like, keep going, go all the way to September. So I did reverse dieting all the way till, I think it was about like August. And then for August, I maintained whatever calories I was on. And then September, literally of last year, I started cutting. And now I'm finally where I'm at. Like I'm eating 3,000 calories. I'm living the life. Like I'm 8 to 9%. Like I'm 9-10, I would say, percent body fat.
I'm the
leanest I've been. I'm the healthiest I've been. It literally took me 3 years to get out of what
it could be.
It was crazy. Like that's why, like when I heard your story, I was like, dude, like I feel you. You know, like I was
it's real. People go through
so
this
now.
Stuff.
Now that you guys heard my story on it, let's pretty
now
much
we can compare.
Now
stories.
We could now we can talk
why
about
is that as yours? I don't think.
Now we can talk about your story.
Okay, so yeah, so I did my Miami Nationals. I won my so. I felt very small at the time. I was like 94 pounds. I competed at 94 pounds. I knew I should not jump into a show right away. One, because I busted my ass way too much. I thought I was going to die at this point.
No, yeah, I get you.
I needed a little break. And it's so crazy because I'm very lucky, but a lot of competitors I've talked to, their families do not support what they do.
Yeah.
Mine, on the other hand, basically like got me in this.
Yeah.
They are like bigger fans than anyone else, and they are very upset with me that I took 2 years off. Like they were like, "What are you doing with yourself? Like,
yeah.
Come on." But anyway, So I basically at the Miami Nationals, it was right before Thanksgiving. So I was like, I'm going to enjoy the holidays.
Yeah.
I have not eaten for Christmas or Thanksgiving in maybe like 4 years at the time because my anorexic passed. I didn't eat anything. So then leading up to this, I was like, oh my God, it's my first Thanksgiving. I'm going to ball out.
You're going
to
go in. Yeah.
I'm going to go in. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, I was so excited. But then, you know, I took it way too far, and I kept saying to myself, Raquel, this is your last meal you're going to have.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to start Monday.
Yeah.
And then I went to Vegas. That didn't help. You know, just every little thing. And then I noticed that I could not control myself with the eating. I had a whole post-show pantry full of goodies in my garage. Literally, I had every flavor Pop-Tart you could imagine. I would hoard them. Because I would buy the limited edition ones.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they would never get them back. So I would buy like 3 of them.
Yeah.
And this is so sad to say, but I literally would go in my garage
and
eat all. Like, I'd have three boxes.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Dude, I feel you. I was the same way.
It's so embarrassing to say.
I would eat everything. Like, I would eat everything that I had in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Ice cream, chips, cereal. I remember I finished a whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was like, how the fuck did I just finish this family size? It's a family size and I finished it? Like, dude, it was so bad. It's so bad.
Can I make a family size?
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Costco size. It's family. So I ate a whole box of Costco Cinnamon Toast.
With dry or with milk?
With milk. So, dude, it was so bad. And that's not even all I ate. That's the worst part. Just go dry. Just fuck it. Yeah, no milk. Just...
I was like a chipmunk,
just going
my,
in.
Stuffing my cheeks.
Oh my god. It's so, looking back at it, it's funny, but I'm like, dude, that's so bad. I couldn't stop.
Yeah. Well, at least we both did it together in different times.
Different? Probably the same time, if you really think about it. Yeah, because it was 2016 and 17.
Oh my god.
So it's probably the same time.
Oh my god.
The same time.
Oh
dude, if we
god.
Were friends at that time,
we would have been,
bad.
We would have been 300 pounds
yes.
together. Like 300
that,
pounds.
It's so bad.
Oh
my
god.
So.
But I will say this. Every show that I did, I had like a little binging problem.
Yeah.
But I always
got back to it.
So like the night of my show,
yeah.
I would eat like to the point where I couldn't breathe. You know?
Dude, it's funny because I feel you.
So,
I feel you.
Well, because Mike, here's a problem. Competitors, if you're listening to this, please drink water.
They say drink water? Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's just... it just comes down to, like, you just need to stop. And you know what it is, though? I feel like it's because of the fact that we tell each other this is the last meal. So we're like, fuck it. I'm going to go full out because I'm never going to eat like this ever again. And that's so bad because you tell yourself, okay, I'm never going to eat like this again.
Oh,
and then next
yeah.
week, I'm never going to eat like this again. And then next week, and it just becomes like the next day, the next,
right.
you know, and it's, and then you're freaking 50 pounds overweight.
Right,
like
right.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy how people inside the fitness industry
right.
have this problem. You know,
it's
like,
so
it makes
crazy.
No sense.
It
but
makes
it's,
no sense.
But it's real. And
because
it's, and it's still around.
Before I started competing, I would see like competitors at my gym.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious.
Oh my god. Alright, we need to stop laughing. Okay, go. Because it's funny when you look back at it, because it's just like, it's like two little fat people just going into like their pantry and just finding every fattening food to eat and just.
I just don't understand how it's like.
Cause it doesn't say. Cause we were mentally fucked up.
We are. We
you
are.
Know?
We're crazy.
That's
you know,
the thing.
What I was saying was, I would go to the gym and see competitors.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, wow, they're in unbelievable shape. And then a month later, they would like be.
Yes.
And I was
a completely
like,
different
happened?
Person.
But now, and I was always like, I'll never let that happen to me. And then it's real that it happened. You know.
Yeah,
it
happened to you.
It happened, but I did want to say when I was when you eat your post show meal. You want to drink water before because if you don't, you eat all this salty, bad food.
Oh, yeah.
You're so dry
up.
Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're full and then you drink water. Your stomach's about to explode.
Yeah,
and
for
I
sure.
literally have felt like that every post meal I've had.
Yeah.
So,
and
just,
that's the
a,
thing
just
is,
a tip.
It's like I feel like if
yourself.
People just mentally tell themselves, okay, this is not the only time I'm going to eat like this. Like, I'm going to be balanced. Right now, I'm just doing this because I'm competing. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
like, it's just honestly... It really, really comes down to mental health. You know, you being mentally healthy.
Right.
So, let's actually go
oh,
live.
Should we go live?
Let's
and
go
and
live.
Have them tune in.
Yeah, have them tune in. Let's go live right now. And then that way we could just answer questions. All right. So, let's continue.
Okay,
let's put this back on you and continue
okay.
to
talk. We should start laughing.
Yeah.
We just had this whole laughing.
Attack. Okay. So, let's go back into... So, where we're at. So, we're going to be talking about pretty much... Let's talk about how, what got you out of that mindset of where you were at. So, like, you were binge eating, you couldn't control your eating.
Wait.
Oops. Oh, cool. That's good.
Okay.
Cool. So, let's talk about where you were at. So, you were binge eating, you were overweight. How did you feel being a pro athlete? And
terrible. It was terrible.
All right, we're still having a laugh attack.
We have a laugh attack.
Okay.
No, yeah, it was really hard just because you think, okay, I'm a professional at this now.
Uh-huh.
I need to take it
seriously.
But then I seriously have a problem.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like nobody should have to go through that.
Yeah.
And but the sad thing is people do go through that.
Of course.
But I believe I went through that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. And
for
I'm
sure.
And I'm happy I went through that because I never want to go through that again.
Yeah.
And I know what not to do.
Okay.
And I know I can help people.
Because you went through that experience.
I went through that, and I can relate to them.
Of course.
Because if I didn't go through that, it would be kind of hard for me
to relate.
Relate to you. I've been through not eating, and I've been through eating too much.
That's what's crazy. So you
I've literally been through
both aspects.
Which is crazy. And I didn't think I was ever going to go either way in my life. Nor did I think I was going to go to where I couldn't control my eating. But I honestly, my one other tip is that I think I did too many shows.
Okay.
And that's what caused me
to explode.
But I do think it's smart to do shows back to back because in my thinking, if you're going to kill yourself and prep for however long, and then just do one show and then, you know, fuck it, eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you only did one show. Why not push two or three?
Yeah.
I think three max. No more than three. Just because it's too much.
It's too much.
It's
too much
on your body, your mentally,
for sure.
Physically.
Yeah.
I was telling you that my legs would literally go numb. My feet would go numb.
That's
I was on
crazy.
The Stairmaster.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I did it. It was like painfully crying.
That's crazy.
It was just,
and you just did it because you had to. In your head.
I just had to. I had to go. 85 minutes.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So pretty much, what do you feel where did? So when you were going through the time that you were going through,
mm-hmm.
what helped you? What can you say were the things that really helped you get out of that mindset? Like when did you really say, okay, I need to stop doing what I'm doing to look the way I look? Like I need to get back into it. What do you think were the components that helped you get back into it?
Honestly, I think it's time.
Okay.
It's time. It's also, I was just sick of myself. Like, I was just like, I need to go. I miss competing so much.
Yeah.
And I knew, okay, if I'm this weight right now, I'm very, very far from reaching my goal.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I really need to, like, take this seriously, suck it up, and just try slowly. I feel like if you... Okay, I need to lose 30 pounds. That's kind of
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I need to just baby steps. I need to lose 5 pounds. Okay, I need to lose 10 pounds.
Okay,
so
you took it step by step.
Took it step by step. But honestly, at the time, right off the bat, when I gained like 40 pounds pretty quickly, it was maybe like within 5 months.
Oh, wow.
It was very quick.
Yeah.
At that time, I was not ready to lose weight because I was still like, having issues with food and it just, I wasn't in this new body long enough. Yeah, I honestly hated myself. I was not comfortable with I just wanted to just hide. It was honestly just such an awful feeling that I don't think anyone deserves to
go through,
to feel.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I think that it's time and you have to be ready to make that change. I was not ready to make that change till... I mean, it's taken me a while, but it's time and you have to feel ready to do it.
Okay.
Because if not, it's going to be hell.
Yeah.
And then you're going to
go back. I feel like that was a problem with me when it's just like I always told myself, okay, I need to start, you know, I need to start dieting again or I need to start, you know, taking it more serious. And I feel like I kept telling myself I'm okay mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what fucked me up because
right.
I wasn't okay mentally.
Right.
Like I had to really, like, accept the fact that I had a problem. I had to really accept the fact that, you know, I wasn't where I want to be. And I need help. Like,
yeah.
I need to reach out to people. And I feel like once I had, you know, a coach who understood my position, understood where I was mentally, then that really helped. And I feel like what helped as well is knowing that a lot of people were going through what I was going through.
Right.
You know, and that it kind of made me feel like, okay, like, I'm not, you know... I'm not a failure or I'm not, you know, like there's other people that feel what I'm feeling right now felt what I'm feeling.
Right.
So when I would talk to them and they would give me their advice, you know, I would really take it in.
Yeah.
You know, like I think what helped me a lot was not looking so much at my image, but focusing more on my mental health and my physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, now I'm going to just start eating clean. I'm not going to, my goal is not to binge anymore. I'm going to try to be a normal person when I go and I have.
But how do you not binge? That's the whole thing.
And that, because I feel like the reason why we binge is because we tell each other, this is the last time I'm going to eat like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're so consumed.
But you know what it is? It's a habit. We're making it a habit.
Yes.
You got to break that habit.
Yeah. And that's, there we go. So it was me breaking the habit of, I'm never going to eat like this. And it's like, no, you are going to eat like this. But hey, just eat like a normal person.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and don't call it a cheat meal anymore. Just, and that was my biggest thing. It was like, oh, I'm cheating. No, you're not. You're just, you know, you're just having a meal that is not counted. Like,
correct.
You're just, it's not bad food. And that's what the thing it was. Like, I started separating food. Like, this is bad. This is good. This is going to get me lean. This is not going to get me lean. And that was the issue. Like, once
right.
I really started understanding that there's no such thing as good and bad food. Like,
right.
It's all about, you know, like, it's all about like having your portions, you know,
right.
Like if you're going to cheat, like now, whenever I do go out to restaurants, you know, I'll fast in the morning. And then when I eat, I'll just eat like a normal person.
Right.
Like before it'll be like, I want this appetizer. I want this main course. I want this main course. And I want dessert. Like I would eat, even though I was so full, I would just keep going. Or I'll be like, let me wait 10 minutes. Okay, I'm good. Let's go again. And
yeah.
It was like, no, dude, like, you eat like a normal, you're full, stop eating.
Right.
You know?
That's one thing. You gotta just like.
Just gonna stop.
Stop.
Like, you're good. You know, if it's like, okay, are you craving something else? Like, I'm craving pizza. Okay, just have pizza next week. Like, you know, like.
Right.
It's being able to control, it's being able to get out of that mindset of, I'm never gonna have this again, so I need to go all out. It's like, no, you're gonna have it again. You're gonna be balanced. You know, if you're craving pizza, maybe learn how to make healthier pizza that goes with your macros.
True.
You know, and it's
true.
Like, it's just finding ways to be just balanced. I feel like. When you go into the competition world, and like I said, I'm not as experienced as you, obviously, but it's, I feel like we get so off balance, and that's why we fall.
Right.
You know?
Because we restrict for such a long time, and I feel like we're almost like making up for that long time.
Exactly.
And it took me
two years. But you've learned so much within the 2 years. So at the end of the day, it's not necessarily like you took 2 years off. You took 2 years to really
know yourself. Yeah, because I was like a child, kind of.
You got into the world at 16.
Yeah.
You know, that's super young.
It is young. So
yeah.
I experienced a lot going into that.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. So now you're going to go back to, you're going to be your first pro show.
Mm-hmm.
Your first pro show, you're going to be doing it in March?
Yes.
So which show is that?
I'm not going to say.
So it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Okay, cool.
But
so,
it's coming up.
So where do you want to take, like, are you looking into taking your competition lifestyle into like the Olympia one day, or what do you
that's my big goal.
Okay.
I know it's like a different, it's like a point system now.
Okay.
You have to like do, I believe you have to, it's either you have to win first place to get automatically qualified.
Okay.
And then if not, it's like a point system. So how many points, I believe.
Got it.
It's like it's different this
it's
year.
Different
it's
this
not
year.
Just like you win. All right, I don't know. Don't
okay. Yeah, don't
but
go. But
I'll figure it out.
But your overall goal is to go to Olympia stage.
Yes.
Got
that
it.
that is my big goal.
Right.
But right now my big goal, top five.
Top five.
I just top five.
Top,
top
five.
Five.
Take it. Top five.
top,
top
five.
Five.
Top five.
So it's just plainly getting back out there is your biggest.
Honestly,
thing.
That's my big goal. I just wanted to do that because at that time, my 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't even see light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
It was so sad, but I knew that I loved it so much that I couldn't just kill it. You know,
yeah.
I needed to go back.
You need to go back.
It's what, it made me so happy.
Yeah.
Even though it's very hard.
And that's the great thing about it. Like, I feel like you didn't get out of your situation because of other people. You got out of your situation because of you. Like, you're getting back into competition, not to prove anything to anybody else, but to prove something to yourself. Because
to
of
myself.
The fact that you love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, I could talk about it all day long. It's so much fun to me. And
yeah.
It means a lot to me because it basically, it like saved my life.
Yeah.
It took me out of a very dark place before. So that's why I love it so much. And I idolize the athletes that were in it at the time too. So it's just like, it's an honor and it's something I've wanted for such a long time. So now I feel like I need to take that advantage.
Of course.
And do it. And
yeah.
Not, you know.
100%. So... if we're talking to people that, if we have a girl right in front of us that she's getting into the competition world, she wants to compete, she wants to become a pro, what advice can you give her?
What advice I would give her? I would say is that you need a very good coach, someone that you can trust, someone that you are open with. I also suggest that you should not do a show just because you want to do a show, meaning I believe that you need to do your research. You need to do your research, but then let's say I want to do this specific show, but let's say you don't quite look ready.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like do it when you look unbelievable, your best you've ever looked. Don't just do, oh, I want to do the show in 5 weeks because I want to do the show.
Yeah.
Do it when you are 100% ready. Do it when you are the absolute best. I feel like don't just half-ass it, go out. Do it when you are confident, ready, the best. Practice your posing. Posing is so important. I don't think people realize how important it is. When I was competing as an amateur, literally every show I've done, girls backstage would brag, but they would tell all the other girls backstage, like, oh, I didn't practice, like, I'm hot, like, I'm gonna do good regardless, like,
yeah.
You know, like, whatever. And they were, like, laughing back there, and I'm just like, they clearly do not take this seriously, whereas
yeah.
me, I would practice, like, literally every day.
Yeah.
It's so important, and then you see them crying or, you know, really bitchy at the end of the show because they didn't do well.
Of course, but they didn't do the work, so it's kind of like, how can you, you know, even cry when you didn't even put the work in?
Exactly. I feel like competing is not just having a good body, it's
everything.
It's your hair, it's your suit, it's your makeup, it's your tan, it's your presentation. You have to present yourself like, I am the winner, I'm confident.
Of course.
It's like buying a car, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a beautiful car outside, if it's not prepared, if it's not clean, it's like, ooh, no one's going to want to buy it.
Yeah, of course.
You've got to be
as perfect as you possibly can be.
Perfect. And also, I think if you don't give it your all, I don't think you deserve to win.
Yeah,
I
agree 100%.
I feel if you know in your heart you gave it everything, whether it's the dieting, the exercising, the cardio, the posing, and let's say you don't do well, in your heart, you should be happy with whatever you get.
Because
you know at the end of the day, it's the best that you
100%.
The best that you could have done.
100%. And that could be applied to literally every single thing.
And
like,
you can't mold your body into the winner's body. As much as you want to win that show, whatever, that's just what the judges are looking for, is her look. So at the end of the day, you just have to be happy with what you bring. The other thing is, I don't want to regret, man, if I really pushed cardio harder, if I just practiced my posing a little more, I don't want to have that regret in the back
of
my
course.
Mind. So I just want to know at the end of the day, when that show comes, I gave it my everything. You know, this is my time. And I think if you don't do well, your time will come.
Yeah.
Your time will definitely come. And it did for me. I had to do 10 shows and then I, you know, did my second national show and it, you know,
and
I turned
won.
Pro and I won.
And that's the great thing about it too, is the fact that you could say like all the odds were stacked against you. You came from a bad background. You know, you were small. All your coaches told you were small.
Yeah.
So it's like, or not coaches, but the judges, people
yeah.
told you
yeah,
too small,
too small,
or too young,
too
this, too that, and now it's like, you're a pro, you know, and that should be, you know, that should be like, you know, like give you that.
It's such a good feeling, like, that I just felt that I just did my own path, I did my own thing, and nothing could have stopped me.
And I feel like the great thing about that too is the fact that now when you go and you compete and you start your competition again, when you start competing again, you don't have that like, can I win? And it's like, no, I'm going to win. Like, you have that mentality that you need to go into the competition world again. You know?
Yes, because
of what you did.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct. And I feel like it's my time now. I took time off. You know, and I'm ready to go. And I'm excited for this new journey.
Yeah.
I haven't done this yet. You know,
of course.
Everyone says it's different than
amateur.
Amateur, it's a different ballpark. So I'm excited to give you guys more stories later on how this goes. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think like when in the competition world, I feel like my advice, even though like I've only done, like I said, I did one show and then decided not to do, you know, competing anymore because it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're right. It's like, if you're going to do it, do it.
You
got to be 100%. Like, because for me, it's like, why go in half-assed? You know, why go in not looking your best? Because
right.
then it's always going to be behind your head. Like, damn, if I would have done this or if I would have done that. Like, really, I feel like, and I talk about this with business. Like, I always tell my people, I'm like, look, the things that you take your time on are the things that have the strongest foundation.
Right.
Right. So even your body, if you really think about it, if you don't take your time, you know, transforming your body into the best body you can possibly transform it into, you're going to lose, you're going to break, you're going to, you know, because
right.
a lot of times, like for me, I went too hard that, you know, I tried to do a show too quickly that when I did a show, I fell even faster.
Right.
Right. And that's why I turned into, you know, I gained 30 pounds after I did my show. I got into a dark place because I didn't take my time.
Right.
I feel like if I would have took my time with dieting, with really understanding the fundamentals of dieting and understanding what could happen to me if I don't reverse diet, if I would have had knowledge, if I would have taken my time, I would have not fell into the dark place that I did fall into. So that's,
exactly.
I feel like that's the biggest advice that I could give to people that, you know, even want to lose weight.
Right.
You know, people that even want to lose weight, like, take your time. Like, you know, a pound a week. Like, don't try to be like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 4 weeks, or I'm going to try to do this.
It's
like,
scary when you hear people crash dieting, or they rush to just, like I said, they're rushing to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why are you rushing? Like, the stage will always be there.
Yes,
I've always
you
said
have
that
time.
Too. The stage will always be there. You just need to take care of yourself, your mental
100%.
Health, your physical health. And that's why I took so much time off, because I wanted to do it when I was 100% ready.
Yes.
Don't, yeah,
as you should.
Don't force it. There's a ton of shows throughout the year.
Yeah.
Just wait till you're
ready.
Perfect.
Yeah. Wait till you're
honestly,
ready.
Till you're perfection.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and then you pick a show, you know, and
yeah.
I always suggest too, I say be stage ready a month out, because you don't want to be freaking out the week of the show and thinking like, oh my God, I'm not ready yet, I'm not confident, and then your coach tells you to like do some crazy shit, and then you freaking die on stage.
That was
you pass out, right?
That was me.
So I always, on the safer side, I'd rather be ready a month out. Then maybe your coach can fill you out, you can have a little more food, maybe you can ease on cardio. You really just want a smooth sail a
for
month
sure.
out.
I feel like that's what my thing too is, because literally 2 weeks before my show, I had tilapia and asparagus 6 times a day.
Oh,
I was doing an hour in the morning, an hour at night, and I literally did not
you
see, dude, it was so bad. I did not see my lower abs probably like 2 days before my show. And right when I'm like finally,
see,
I was skinned, it was not good. Well, finally, and then literally my coach made me drink wine before my show.
Wine?
So I would even be drier the next day.
Okay.
I was so dry that when I smiled on stage, my gums started bleeding. Like, that's how bad it was. Probably, pouring out. But
are you drinking red or
white? It was white.
Oh, no.
But it was like, I did, it was unhealthy what I did.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing, at the end of the day, like, you're competing, but don't give up your health, your physical health, especially your mental health for just a show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you need to put yourself there before you put anything else. Like,
right.
there's nothing that should be above your health. Nothing.
Right.
You know, because
right.
your health is everything.
Everything.
So, you know, luckily, like, I didn't fuck up my thyroid levels. I didn't fuck up my test levels. Like, I was good.
Good.
You know, and that's to me was
how
like.
How do you know if you mess up your thyroid?
I
feel like maybe I did.
I wouldn't go get checked.
You would go
yeah,
check?
Yeah, but the fact that your body is reacting good now, you're good.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's just, you know, take your time. I feel like that's definitely number one. Like, take your time. Like, there's no rush. You know, if you truly love it, then you should be able to take your time.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
it's like when I tell people in business, like, if you truly love what you're doing, you should be able to do it for the rest of your life. Like, there's no rush.
Exactly.
You know?
No, you're so right.
So.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself for a one time. You know, they really think long term. I feel like that's what everybody needs to really do.
And
like,
don't take some crazy ass pills.
Yes, don't do all that craziness because you want to.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Like, knowing me, I would die. That
yeah. No, for sure.
And then
she's done. She died off of one show.
Right?
Like,
that would happen to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'd pass out on stage. Because
it went extreme. Yeah.
And then I'd get disqualified. All my hard work.
Done. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what's
crazy. Like, don't do something that's going to fuck up the rest of your life.
I knew a girl. She passed out on stage.
That is so crazy.
Like, to me, that's so scary.
That's
it's
so scary.
Sad. Because, like, and I could relate because those lights are hot.
Are super hot, yeah.
You're flexing, you know, your knees are whenever
yeah.
are locked in tight.
Yeah.
Like, I could see where I've almost been that way.
Now,
but not fully.
Now, going into the future, would you ever consider training people for a competition?
I have.
You thought about that?
No, I have.
I have done it
nice. Before. I've done like a few girls.
That's awesome.
Online coaching.
That's great.
And I've been to a few of their shows, but I mostly do posing.
I love posing.
I love to teach it.
So maybe we could do a posing seminar here at Self Made Costa Mesa. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for that because I'm
yeah.
down.
And maybe do you know any of the guy poses? You can teach me.
I could teach you. Maybe we could find a way. We could definitely do
I know
something.
This one.
The yeah, I know. I see people do that. It looks so when they do this. It's like where? Yeah. It's like X-Men, you know. It's like trying to come out like superheroes.
It's so true.
It
works for some people, I guess.
Yo, if it works for you, it works for
but
you.
But you know what? They make fun of us for being all wiggly.
Yeah.
But I try not to wiggle very much. It's very annoying.
When they do this?
Yeah, don't wiggle. Don't jiggle or wiggle.
It's like you're shimmying.
Yeah, but
that's
too
funny.
Much.
But awesome. So that pretty much concludes our podcast. We went over your history, over kind of my history. So, but yo, if you are in that situation where you are in a dark place, whether it be physically, mentally, both, reach out to Raquel. You guys follow Raquel, reach out to her, reach out to me. At the end of the day, I feel like we go through those situations and we get out of those situations because he wants us to now help those who are in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's like I would love, I was a personal trainer for 3 years. I love helping people get out of that mindset,
yeah.
to not be afraid of food, to be able to go out, to be able to drink alcohol, to be able to have fun, you know, go
you
to
gotta
family,
live your life.
Gotta live life, you know, not, don't live your life.
I lived my life too long for 2 years.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm over this life.
But now you have more balance coming into this
true.
New life, you know, because.
True. I feel like I actually feel like I was never like a kid. Like
yeah.
I never like, because I was like so young, 16,
yeah.
and I just like. Trained my like literally and like never went out. I like never drank. I never ate bad. I never
yeah.
socialized with people.
So now it's like you want.
But then
to...
I felt like in that 2 years and maybe I did too much. Like I was going
so
out
it's
a lot.
So it's just you got to now it's balanced.
It wasn't balanced.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I can. Now I feel really balanced. Like now today, like I can go out with people and like I don't have to drink to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to do drugs. You know, like
yeah.
not bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I wasn't drunk.
No, I feel
you
100%.
Like stuff like that. And
yeah, yeah.
Or like, I don't feel like I have to eat that bad food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm in a good place right now. I am, to be honest, a little nervous going into the show after.
Yeah.
I've told myself so many times, do not.
You and
know,
the good thing is that you have a support
I'm like
system.
Already mentally thinking about,
yeah.
what am I going to do after the
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want
to. Go back to, yeah, of course not. And the good thing about it, too, is that you have a good support system. You
I
know?
Do have. But
so,
the thing is, there's nobody telling me, like, don't eat. Or I hate when people are like, don't. I've told my parents before, like, don't let me eat that. But then I hate when they tell me, though.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
That's
yeah,
a little
like,
bit weird.
I don't, like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do.
I,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I want them to save me, but then I don't want them to save
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I feel like you
got
to have to put down that wall, you know, at least for those 2 months out of your show because you're done. Like, I feel like what you need to do is not necessarily tell yourself you're done when you're on stage because you're not done.
Right.
Like, you have to reverse diet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like if this is another
that's
advice.
That's what messed me up.
Yes.
If
you are
not
going,
reverse.
If you're going to compete, when you step on that stage, you're not done. You step on the stage, you get off stage, you reverse diet to make sure that you're back to being a normal human with a healthy metabolism, not fucking... I don't know what percent body fat girls go into, but when you're back to normal, then it's like, now you're done. Now
yeah.
I dieted, I reverse dieted, I'm back
it's
to being
so,
healthy.
It's so hard because people don't reverse diet because they're
no one,
show.
Yeah, no one, but that's
will,
number
I,
one.
I will say, every show I did, I always reverse dieted, but the last show when I won my pro card. That was because I did so many.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm over this. Like, I just want to eat whatever I
and
want.
That's,
but
and
that was like one, honestly, it's like a big regret.
Yes,
of mine.
That's, if you need to reverse. Well, even if you just diet as a normal human,
even
you
if you
want to
kill
reverse.
Someone,
yeah.
Or like just cry. Just cry. Squeeze.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, do not do what I did.
Yeah, don't binge,
for a long time.
Don't rebound, like.
Then you have to buy all new clothes that I have, like a fat people
I
closet.
Have,
little.
I have my extra larges stored away, and I'm like, I never want to get to this close ever again. Let me stay in my medium and large range, please. No, I feel you. But
right, right?
Yeah, no,
I
feel you
100%. I bought all this fat people clothes, and I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not. I literally had my bulk. Like, it's funny, because now I don't even...
Bulkwear.
My bulkwear. I don't have that anymore. Like, now I told myself, I'm going to be... Like, if it wasn't for reverse dieting, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And that is, like, I never want to... No. No, but I never want to get out of, you know, being lean, being healthy... Both everywhere, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's like, reverse, people, just reverse. It's going to definitely help you be healthy.
The one positive about gaining weight, lift skin heavier.
If you gain weight correctly,
working out was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
But then I would kill myself in the gym. I do like 20 minutes of cardio. But then I would eat, like, everything at home.
See, that's what I'm saying. You need to just,
no,
you need to have a balance.
And that's another thing, too. People think that you can outwork a bad diet. You can't.
Oh, no,
like,
there's no
I've tried
way.
That, and
there's no
I was
way.
Still, like, 130 for, like, a year.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's what I'm saying. You just need to go, you need to have a balance.
Yeah.
Like, for me, my balance was, hey, I do macros. Like, I eat whatever I want, but obviously it fits within my macros. I don't do cardio, but I obviously I dance though, so that's different. Like
dancing.
I dance and I box, so that's my cardio.
Wait,
but
to this day you don't
to
do
this
cardio?
Day, I don't do any. I don't.
But you were doing how long? Tell up 2 hours?
I do no. Well, it depends. So like if I dance, I usually dance around like 2 hours in my day.
Oh, you dance 2 hours a day?
Oh yeah. Well, it depends. Like if I have rehearsal, I'll usually rehearsal lasts for like 2 hours. If I go social dancing, I'm there for hours, you know. So dancing is a lot of cardio. So that's my cardio. I'd rather dance and box than do stuff.
Are you sweating with
yes.
the dancing?
Hell yes.
Like
yes.
You can't breathe?
No. Not like that.
Okay, you're not doing cardio.
Yeah, but I'm still technically for me it's like I just lift faster, I guess.
You do high intensity.
I do high intensity. Yeah,
rest.
I do hit. I'll
you
do
don't
hit.
Do texting.
Yeah, I'm not like
yeah.
Okay, now it's my set. No,
okay.
But I have a balance, and
that's
whatever
it.
Works for me. That's
yeah.
what, like, for people, like, just figure out what works for you.
And that, too, like, because there was a big time where I just did not want to go to the gym. Like, I was so, like, burnt out on
yeah.
the gym, too. It was hard for, and that was scary. I was like, do I even exist right now? Like, I was just like, I was so obsessed with this, like,
yeah.
before. How could I
not
want
it.
To go?
Yeah.
Literally, before I'd go to bed at night, I'd be, like, so excited to, like, go to the gym the next day, and then... I was, like, so, like, I don't want to go, and I don't want to do even 20 minutes of cardio. Like, that's, like, when it's, like, what the hell do I do?
Yeah.
And it's, like, a scary feeling.
You were lost.
I was, like, lost. And
it
was just, like, I wish I could have an answer of how to get out of that. I just think it's time. And
time.
Sometimes I feel like, sometimes when I get to the gym and I'm, like, am working out, I'm, like, okay, great, I feel good. Like, it's just getting myself there. And then even sometimes I have shitty workouts and then...
That's normal, though.
It is normal. It's
you know?
it is normal. But it's scary when you're in that position. Like, what do
For
we
sure.
do? What do
no,
we
100%.
Do?
And I feel like it's time. You know, it's really time asking for help, talking about it, understanding
yeah.
that, you know, being very self-aware. Like, I have a problem. I need to get out of it. You know, I'm taking my time getting out of it. I'm not doing it for anybody else but for me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's important to have us healthy.
100%.
Mentally.
That's
yes.
honestly, that's more important than anything.
Yeah, if you feel suicidal.
Yeah. If you feel suicidal, then you can hit us up too, but I will hit up the suicide line. Yo, but no, we got you because, yo, you never want to ever be in that position. And that's what I mean. Like, at the end of the day, there's so much help out there. You know, whether whatever you're going through, like, there's so many, like, I'm... Like, there's people that are willing to help, and you just need to ask for it. Like, there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
For help, instead of hiding it.
Hiding it and acting like you're fine when you're really not.
Yeah, but you know what I hated was that, like, I wasn't fine, but, like, no one would ask me.
Yeah. Like, I'm not fine. We don't care. Oh, okay.
Well, like, and then, like, when I would come out and tell people, they're like, oh, yeah, like, you're really fat. Like, like, they would tell me that. And I was like, oh,
okay.
Yeah, I have a problem.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Well.
Or they would say fluffy. But I would consider it
fat. You're fluffy, bitch. You mean to tell me I'm fat. Stop lying. No, I know.
Like, what? I was like, oh yeah, we knew you had a problem. I was like, well, why didn't you say it?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for your concerns.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I was waiting for you to come tell me. I was like,
it doesn't
work
like
that.
It works that
way, but, you know,
weird.
Okay, I guess that's doable.
Well, hopefully, you know, hopefully this story helps you.
Yes.
Helps you listening to this podcast and helps you watching this podcast go. But yeah, so that pretty much now it concludes. This podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're still on the mic.
We're still on the mic. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just talking.
No, we're good. That's the beauty
of
podcast.
That is.
So yeah. So like I said, if you guys have, you know, if you guys are going through anything, definitely reach out to us. It'll be a pleasure and a blessing to help you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
so,
you for watching.
Thank you for having me.
Of course,
it was a
blessing. It was a blessing and a pleasure.
Thank you.
This will go live like literally in like 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. So if you are on Apple Podcasts, you should search up Jay Gonzalez Podcast on Google Play and on Anchor. All right, guys. So we're out. Thank you for listening. It's Jay Gonzalez,
the little fit girl.
There you go.
I'm gonna say something.
And we are out of here.
We're not them though. Oh, wait, we're here. Yeah,
we're here.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.